A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuftes, Yevamos 109a. Pagination is 217. Going to start from the very last line of the facing page, Masnisen, a new Mishnah. Hamigarish es ha'isha. A person divorced his wife, ve'chzira, and then took her back, which he's allowed to do as long as she wasn't with a different man in the interim. Machzir gerushaso, returning a divorced wife, is permitted except for a kohen. Muteres liyavam. And now this husband dies, she is permitted in yibum to the living brother. You'll take a look at Rashi, last two lines of the page. Very important understanding of what the Mishnah is teaching us. Says Rashi, Muteres liyavam, she's permitted to the living brother. V'lo amrinon, and we do not say, Nisuin harishonim mapilim yevam alefnei yavam v'harei nesru alav osa nisuin. We don't say that she also has a bit of the original marriage in her, and that marriage ended in a divorce, not in a yibum application. And therefore, I would think that she retains the status of Eshes Ach, the wife of your brother, based on the first marriage. Fahavi le Gerushas Achiv. And on some level, she is the divorced wife of your brother with no Yibum application, and therefore she should be forbidden. Instead, the Mishnah is teaching us, Muteres liyavam, she's permitted to the living brother, because that original marriage, which ended in divorce, is able to somehow be disregarded because he took her back, and she's falling out of the second marriage with a yibum application, and therefore the living brother is allowed to marry her. That's the case in a conventional marriage, regular, normal, adult man, woman, they got married, and now there's a yibum question. Continuing on to Daf Kuftes, on the top line, in the middle of the line, V'chein ha-megarish es ha-yesoma v'hechzira muteres liyavam. And the same thing would be in the case of a rabbinic marriage. Take a look at Rashi, second line of Rashi, inner commentary. Kitano she-si'uha ima v'acheha. The case is, an underage girl was married off by her mother or brothers, vechzira, and after the husband divorced her, which is the equivalent of a miyun, she walks out of the marriage, he took her back, bein bekatnusa, bein begadlusa, whether he took her back still as a child, underage, or took her back when she got older. Either way, muteres liyavam. She's going to be permitted to the Yavam. We're going to, once again, disregard the original relationship which ended in Get or Miyun or however it ended. And we're only going to pay attention to the current marriage, which is at least as good as the first marriage, if not even better. At least as good as the first marriage, meaning the original marriage was a rabbinic marriage. It was not the father who married her off. It was the mother or brothers that married her off. That's only a rabbinic legislated marriage. And at this point, when he takes her back, if she's underage still, it's again a rabbinic marriage. Or if she's already an adult, so then it's going to be a biblical marriage. Either way, the second marriage will allow her the opportunity or the option of yibum. So far, we've been presented with a case of biblical marriage that the first marriage was what it was, but we're able to deal with the second marriage, and from that second marriage we can declare Yibum option. And likewise, we dealt with rabbinic marriage, which ended however it ended, but it was rabbinic, and therefore the second marriage, which is also rabbinic, or so much the better if the second one is biblical, is going to allow her the Yibum option. The Mishnah now, in what we would describe as great creativity, joins these two types of cases, a rabbinic marriage with a biblical marriage, but the biblical marriage came first. And in such a case, we're going to see Yibum is not an option. Join me in the Mishnah on the third line of the page. Ketana shesi'a aviha. If an underage girl was married off by her father, we said that that's based on a pasuk, it's a biblical marriage, de'oraisa, esbiti nosati lo ish hazeh. The father is able to give his daughter in marriage to a man. We mentioned the Gemara saying that he's only allowed to do it once she gets old enough to say, Beploni ani rotze, I would like to marry that man. But be that as it may, it's a biblical marriage. Viniskarsha, and she got divorced from that marriage. The halacha regarding her is, Ki yisoma b'chaye ha'av. She's the equivalent of an orphan during her father's lifetime. The father is very much alive, but he no longer has the option to marry her off a second time from a biblical perspective. He has one chance, we assume it works, and that's what he's entitled to. At this point that the first marriage terminated in divorce and she's still underage, no one is able to effectuate a biblical marriage on her behalf. Vehechzira, and the husband, after the divorce, took her back. He married her. But this marriage can only be rabbinic. It's derabbanon. It's only from legislation. It's the same as if the mother or brother has married her off. Therefore, divrei hakol asura liyavam. In this case, she's going to be forbidden for Yibum. And the reason is simple. Because the original marriage was biblical, and she was divorced from that original marriage. That original marriage ended in a way that the living brother is forbidden to marry her because she was the wife of his brother, and that marriage did not end in a Yibum option. Now that the deceased brother had taken her back, but he only took her back on a rabbinic level, and therefore the original prohibition of Eshes Achiv, the wife of his brother, remains. On a biblical level, she is an erva to him, and the rabbinic marriage that followed can't change that. And therefore, even though it looks like she's coming off a marriage with the brother, it's not going to allow him to do Yibum because the marriage she's coming off was preceded by a different marriage that created on a biblical level a status of Eshesach, the wife of his brother. So again, the first case of the Mishnah that we did was if there was a regular, normal, adult marriage, biblical level, ended in divorce, but he took her back. So as she comes off that second marriage, it's a Yibum application, and there is a Yibum option, because the marriage she's coming off of has a mitzvah of Yibum. Likewise, if the relationship was only rabbinic, and it ended in a divorce, and he took her back again on a rabbinic level, so the rabbinic marriage that's terminating with the death of the husband without children would allow for the Yibam option. But if the first marriage was a biblical marriage, because the marriage was done by the father on behalf of the daughter, and that marriage ended in divorce, so then she has a biblical status of Eshes Achiv that never got removed. Even if he takes her back now, he can only take her back on a rabbinic level because she's still underage. She can't contract marriage on her own behalf. The father can't, and the mother and brothers always is rabbinic. So there's no way to redo the marriage, so to speak, on a biblical level. And therefore, if the husband dies while she still is underage, she will not have the Yibum option. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.